Oh my god!
Recording.
Bye.
Do you need something?
Is your son feeling better?
My work here is done. I just interrupted the old rat chat.
Hello everyone, my name is Sophia, and welcome to the third year of the Rat Chat. Today we're here with Jean, Keely, and Brett, and today we're going to be talking about bugs, which are a type of creature that Brett loves. So, strictly speaking, only insects with piercing mouthparts belonging to the group Hemiptera are true bugs. But what about spiders? What about centipedes? Is shrimps bugs? This is where we get into the linguistics of what is a bug. And Merriam-Webster has three definitions of a creature. So 1a, of any of an order, Hemiptera, and especially its suborder, Heteroptera, of insects such as the assassin bug or chinch bug, that have sucking mouthparts, four wings taken at the base, and incomplete metamorphosis, and are often economic pests, also called true bug. B, any of various small arthropods such as beetle or spider resembling the true bugs. C, any of several insects, such as a headlouse, commonly considered obnoxious. So these definitions leave room for interpretation. This is one of the reasons we've decided to invite Brett Smith, RVGS Senior, to the podcast to talk about his love for bugs.
So I'm Keely, I will be interviewing Brett Smith. Now, let's just say Brett loves bugs. That is why he is here. So let's first get into this. How would you describe yourself, Brett?
One word, nerd, I think.
I can confirm this. The second question I have for you is, what do you think a bug is?
I think Sophia hit it right on the head. I mean, it can refer to the order Hemiptera, the true bugs, like stink bugs and stuff. But the main description is arthropods, in my opinion. So most things that have exoskeletons and that are creepy crawlies, and that shed their skin once in a while, I'd consider bugs.
Okay. So, I know you. You're very interested in bugs. But when did you first become interested in them? How did this start?
So, I've been interested most of my life, really, because I live right next to the woods. I mean, we're literally surrounded by woods. So I've had close contact with these critters pretty much my entire life. And really, I don't have a memory of how it started. I just remember ever since kindergarten being fascinated with them and seeing them as respectable animals, if that makes any sense.
That does make sense. So, where do you think that this passion about bugs will take you? Do you want it to be like a fun little hobby, or are you planning to pursue it in the future?
Well, it's not really my only passion. The main thing that I want to do with my life is to help invertebrates. So really anything without a backbone.
Right, you did the jellyfish.
Oh yeah, jellyfish, worms, anything of that sort that you can think of that I feel like are very much underestimated and understudied and undercared for in our society. I really feel like they're what needs my attention the most in this world, and it brings me a lot of joy to help them, even just moving a millipede outside or something along those lines.
So moving into something kind of more unique to you, I know that if we're in a room and we kill a bug, first thing out of my mouth is don't tell Brett. Don't tell Brett. And a lot of people know not to kill bugs in front of you. So, how do you see bugs? How do you value their lives?
One of the biggest ways is just me having interacted with them so much, I can really see, like, individuals. Like, all through my childhood, I'd raise monarch caterpillars, and each one was unique. Each one acted differently. And each one had their own kind of personality, in a way. And it was through that that I began to do more research into, you know, just the fundamentals of what makes something feel pain, what makes something conscious, because I didn't really have anything to back up my argument other than, well, they seem to act different. So I didn't research into that. And one of the leading theories right now is microtubules in the brain, little tubes that facilitate cell communication, have various different quantum effects that give rise to consciousness. And if this is correct, it almost can certainly mean that most animals are indeed conscious at some level, because all animals have microtubules, from sponges all the way to humans.
So, you are challenging. So, that's actually very interesting. Because a lot of people, I've certainly never thought about bugs being conscious. I mean, they're teeny tiny. You don't really think about their nerves being that complex.
Yeah, like, what one crazy fact is bumblebees can literally play. And I don't mean this in any stripped down sense of the word, I mean they literally play. Like, if you put a bee on a straight path from point A to point B where there's a flower or something, but you, like, line the side with balls, they'll literally stop and push them around, evidently just for fun.
Adorable.
They've even been able to teach them to do basic addition. So
when wasps come and fly around my table when I'm eating or try to land on my bright blue shirt, they're just doing that for the fun of it to annoy me.
Well, that's kind of one of the harder things to get into is, like, well, no, you raise a good point. Like, where is it too much? Like, I've had people ask me, what would you do if you had a termite infestation in your house? And I really don't know, because that's like a big conflict of morals for me. Like, I don't want to lose $200,000, but I also do not want to kill an entire family of critters. Like, there's probably thousands in there, at least.
I haven't even thought about that before.
Yeah, that is certainly interesting. For the sake of time, I am going to move on to some more, like, serious questions. So, you like bugs. You also like the environment and all the vertebrates. What role do they play in the ecosystem?
About everything you can think of. Are we talking about bugs strictly, or just invertebrates?
Let's just stay with bugs.
Yeah, fair enough. So, the biggest example is bees pollinating flowers. For example, the native bumblebees are really important in pollinating and maintaining native plants. Bugs can eat other bugs, which can alter the environment in itself by preventing one bug from doing something, and that other bug can play a major role in something else. Like, for example, millipedes are detritivores, meaning that they're canonically mulch munchers, in my head at least. So they really help break things down in the ecosystem, which is really important. And bugs are also really important prey species for animals higher up on the trophic pyramid. And just in general, they fill about every role that you can imagine. Breaking things down, making ecosystems, like, imagine ants, like, especially army ants, they just decimate entire forests. Well, that's the disturbance, which can actually be important for an ecosystem.
Actually, kind of along that similar line we're talking about, and, like, the thing with your termites, bugs in human society and how humans have impacted bugs by spreading them all over the world, because there's native bugs and there's invasive bugs. How do you view invasive bugs? Do you support the effort to, you know, maybe sacrifice some bugs in order to save an ecosystem? Or how do you view it?
I do, for the most part. Now, I'm not going to be the one to kill those bugs. Like, I just simply don't have the heart for that. Like, in the same way where I can value hunting to get natural, more ethical meat, but it's just not something I could do myself. Because in the long run, you're evidently saving more lives doing that. Like, you know, if you're killing lantern flies and etc., you can save a tree, which is host to thousands of bugs, thousands of fungi, which are in turn hosts to thousands of bugs each. So, and then, of course, you know, you have birds that live in the tree and etc. So you're really helping more than you hurt whenever you remove them from the environment. It's just something that I don't have the heart to do, personally.
I understand. So you seem to be, like, a big supporter of, like, the circle of life, the natural balance.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Really nice. We will move on to some more fun questions now, and I will hand that over to Jean.
Hi, so I'm Jean, and Brett, I'm going to be asking you some fun questions, like Keely said. So the first one, I know you've given a lot of support to bugs, but are there any bugs that you hate or dislike or find annoying or anything like that?
That's a hard question. I feel like I value all bugs, but, like, that's really hard because I don't want to say I don't like ticks strictly because XYZ. Like, I still value them, but at the same time, like, they're kind of annoying because they spread disease and they just make it harder to get out of the environment.
Right. Yeah, what about, like, you know when there's a mosquito on you, where'd you go to slap it? Or, like, yeah.
Now, I don't ever try this at home, but because I'm psychotic, I have purposely gotten mosquitoes to bite me so that I could take a video clip of how their feeding process works. Because, again, I'm psychotic. and it's more just self-sacrifice for getting a cool picture, which I don't recommend, but usually I'll just shoo them away and then move to a different area.
Okay, got you. And then sometimes, I guess some people really don't like mosquitoes, and there's a question of whether it would be a good and feasible idea to kill all mosquitoes.
So killing all mosquitoes, like just the entire group of mosquitoes, is a terrible idea. They're important in a lot of ecosystems. Now, I think what you're getting at is certain species of tropical mosquitoes that scientists haven't really found much ecological benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say that that still is not necessarily a smart move unless we really prepare, because even though we have not really found their ecological niche, it doesn't mean that they don't have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in the Arctic, they're very responsible for actually chasing caribou and other species of large mammals out mm-hmm. of certain areas during mm-hmm. different seasons, which can preserve a lot of the native flora of the area, like reindeer moss, etc., which is technically a lichen, but that's a talk for another day.
Well, that's very interesting. So they do have their place in the ecosystem. And then, so moving on from that, so you know, some people think that their pets are better than humans and things like that. Do you think that bugs are better than humans?
That's a kind of odd question. Like, I don't like the idea of saying one life form is better than the other and etc.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more just how we place value on it. But in my opinion, in the ultimate grand scheme of things, I think most things on this earth are kind of created equal. Like, I don't know if that's just part religious sentiments, but I feel like we should respect their lives at least, because there's no way to measure intrinsic value of something.
Right, yeah. And so, going along with that, earlier you were talking about some pet bugs that you have, I believe. So what bugs would you keep as pets, and like, why would you keep them as pets and stuff?
So I have a millipede named Linus at home, and he's adorable. He is a giant pinkfoot millipede, and a lot of people ask, oh, how long do they live? 10 years.
So, wow.
Yeah, a lot of bugs can actually live for a relatively long time. So those guys I take care of, I love him very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
I also took care of a polyphemus moth caterpillar over the summer.
Oh my.
If you want to get into husbandry, caterpillars are, like, monarchs are a good place to start. But, like, some other species, like certain millipedes, can be really difficult to care for.
Okay. Well, thank you. And maybe one last question, if we can fit that in. Should we be eating bugs? Like, you know, some people cook some types of bugs and they make very good meals.
Yeah. I feel like ideally we eat the lowest on the ecosystem that we can, so if we all became vegetarians, that would be the best option. But, like, I'm not a vegetarian. Like, I'm a hypocrite in saying that. I want to go vegetarian at some point in my life, but now's really just not a good time to do that because I'm still, you know, developing.
Counter question. What if instead of eating things with the lowest level of the ecosystem, we just eat other humans, and that way we are cut out the middleman? The, like, middle sections of the ecosystem, we only eat plants and us.
That's
a great way to reduce the human population really quickly.
I mean, we're overpopulated. Okay, sorry.
Gusco does not endorse cannibalism.
There was a dude that made his amputated leg into taco meat. It's totally legal. I mean, all of his friends knew. He got one of his grilling friends to cook up his leg.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brett, for being on a Rat Chat. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Until next time, guys.
Until next time.